Take a look, please, at the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Zayin Sif Katan Kaf Dalet. Siman Shin Zayin Sif Katan Kaf Dalet. The second half of the Mishnah Berurah writes, Vida. The Magda Kaimelan Amir Lenachri Shavus. Who afilu im omer le'ina Yehudi, sheyomer le'ina Yehudi acher, la'asas melacha b'shabbos. Who says this? Yavodas agirshuni. So Amir le'nachri isn't just Amir le'nachri, but Amira le'amira. If you tell Joe to tell Sam to turn the lights, that's also Amir le'nachri, even if you didn't tell Sam directly. The Chavis Yair, yeah?
What's this called?
Shin Zayin, Sukkot and Kaf Dalet, the second half of the Sukkot. That's the Avodas Agirshuni. Chavis Yar, Simon Nun Gimel, also in Simon Memtes. Mitzadi Lahakel was there. The Kosher came to Davar She'enu Elam Yishvam Shvus. I am the Sefer Chaim, Shekhasim Makam Hesed Gadol Yishlis Vacham Akilin. Fine. So this is a machlokes achronim, whether there's any leniency in Amir l'Amira. Yeah, the Chassid Zofar points out in Chosh Mishra Kuf Behei that the whole discussion of Amir l'Amira, the possibility of leniency, presupposes that the second Akri doesn't realize he's doing the malacha on behalf of the Yisrael. Because if he does realize that he's doing the malacha on behalf of Israel, if it's type of malacha that be asr lehanas mimenu, if the Nachri does it, it'll be asr lehanas mimenu in that case as well. But leaving that aside, machlokes achronim, whether Amir l'Amira is beneficial, and Mishnah Berurah says, is what do we make about b'makom hefsed gadol? Meaning b'makom hefsed gadol where you wouldn't, presumably for deraisa, you know, to go on to this for a Rabbanan, because then if you have the heter anyway of Shavuos to Shavuos to Makom Hefsed Gadol. Now take a look at the Be'er Halacha here. Be'er Halacha here in Siman Shin Zayin, next is Mishnah Berurah, Dibur Maskil Va'afilu. Sorry, no, the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha earlier. Be'er Halacha in Sif Beis, Dibur Maskil Va'afilu. Right, this is going on the line of Shulchan Aruch that says that you're not allowed to tell a Nachri even before Shabbos to do Malach on Shabbos. Says the Be'er Halacha, V'hinei, HaChasim Sofer, V'chelev Archaim, Simen Samech, Mitzadi Lomar, D'dafka Lomar Le'ini Yehudi, Shiyasa Ba'afma Malach B'Shabbos, Aser HaPachol Lomar Lo. So when is it that you can't tell a Nachri before Shabbos to do Malach on Shabbos? That's if you're telling the Nachri who himself is going to do the Malacha. Aval liska lo polim, dezahavi amira da amira, dehainu she Yisrael omer le'ini Yehudi, she yomer lo polim la'asas l'malacha b'shabis, ein eser b'zeh, kishe omer lo b'chol. So there won't be a problem for amira l'amira. Right, so presumably, this is, as we explained, if the Amira Lenachri, that is Aser on Shabbos, to have the Amira on Shabbos and the Malach on Shabbos, that's both Mitam Shlichus and Mitam Dabar Dabar. If you're telling the Nachri before Shabbos, the Malach on Shabbos, so that's not a Dabar Dabar problem, that's a Shlichus problem. So if we're working that Lundus, so we're assuming here, if there's more room to be made by Amir Lamira, that's not called Shlichus if you're not telling the Nachri Shainis to do yourself. A Dabar Dabar will still be. So to tell the Nachri on Shabbos, according to the Machmirim, to tell someone else, might still be Dabar Dabar. But even if you're going to be Machmir on Shabbos, there's more to be made about if that Amir Lamira is before Shabbos.
So when he does it on Shabbos, he's doing it for you.
Right.
Why isn't he a shlucha? I mean, it's because he's still doing it for you, so you couldn't be.
But he's not doing. He's not doing it as your shaliach. You told one guy, and he told the other person. So that's the other person is. He's not doing again, especially if, as the Chassid Sofer points out, the other tshuva, we're only talking where he's not doing it on your behalf consciously. He doesn't know that you're involved. So then you could argue that's not shlichus. Then the Baruch Lecha writes, "V'hum mil sechadeti." That's the chiddush. The Bishuvah Sarash from Uv Beis Yosef, he says, Muchach Lehepech. What's the Bishuvah Sarash? So Rabbi Cohen points out in his Sefer, he presumably means the Rashba, that the Beis Yosef quotes over here, that you're not allowed to pay a Nachri on Erev Shabbos to hire workers here on Shabbos. That seems to favorish that even Amir Lamir would be Aser on Erev Shabbos. So that could show the Chasam Sofer that there's no Amira La Amira problem if you're going to make the request before Shabbos. Mr. Bruce says that sounds like it's against a Shuvah Rashba.
It's in the Beis Yosef.
Which doesn't make it a Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the Beis Yosef. Right.
It's a Kol Chodesh is Aser according to the
okay.
Chasam Sofer. Is he being sarcastic there with no
sort of attitude? I don't think so. Okay, so that's just a word about Amir Lamira. Our focus today will be on the topic of Kablanus. Having enough, we do work on behalf of Yisrael, the Kablanus on Shabbos. The Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Kaf Aleph on the Beis, Dibur Maskel Arisa. Those are the Zohar Kaf Aleph on the Beis, Dibur Maskel Arisa. I see for those of you who will be in the regular call next year, Avodah Zarah and Sof Shabbos are neck and neck, if you haven't voted yet. Although Avodah Zarah is the third parak and on, and we're looking at a Tosfos in the first parak. But Tosfos here, Dibur Maskel Arisa, has the machlokas bali Tosfos ben Tam and the Ri, whether on a Me'ikar din level, a Nachri is allowed to do Malacha on behalf of Yisrael bin Kablonis. Kablonis means that the Nachri gets paid a set amount for the job that he's doing, and he's free to do the job at his leisure. So you pay him $100 to build you a closet. He can build you the closet anytime he wants, and he'll get the same $100 whether he builds it today, tomorrow, the next day, next week, or next month. So if a Nachri is hired the Kablanus by a Jew to do a job for the Jew without any specific expectation that the malacha needs to be done at a certain time, can the Nachri perform that malacha on Shabbos? That's machlokes Rabbein or Rabbeinu Tam. And lahalacha, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam lakula. Take a look at Siman Reish Mem Dalid Se'if Aleph. Reish Mem Dalid Se'if Aleph. Posek Perish Masna in the Eina Yehudi Ala Malacha, so you're allowed to come to terms with the Nachri about a Malacha, about the work that he's doing for you. The Kosei Samim, and you can set aside or come to an agreement about a price. The Eina Yehudi Osel Asma, and then the Nachri is free to do that Malacha at whatever time he wants. The Afal Pi Shehu Osa B'Shabbos Mutar, and even if he does the Malacha on Shabbos, that is okay. Why? Take a look at the Mishabur Sivkatan Beis, quoted for the Magen from Sivkatan Aleph. Mutter, Dekev and Shakasas Adaitid in Hasheka Avid, Lemahir Lahashem Alasto. So you tell him you're going to pay him for the job, he's free to do whatever he wants. He wants to do it on Shabbos, that's his problem. That's for his own benefit. Adaitid in Hasheka Avid, Dil Yisrael, Inkabedabazet. As far as the Jew is concerned, he couldn't care less what the Nachi does. He wants to do it Shabbos, he wants to do Sunday, he wants to do Monday, it's all fine. The Nachi decides to do it on Shabbos, that's his problem. That has nothing to do with the Yisrael. If you're going to tell him he has to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, that's clearly Aser. Kablanus means that he's free to do whatever he wants. He chooses to do it on Shabbos. That's his own decision. That has nothing to do with the Yisrael. Okay?
So you're going to give it to him right before Shabbos?
Okay, we'll get to right before Shabbos shortly. Continuing the Mechaber, B'medvar Mamurim B'tzina. So this is true that if you have a Kablan, the Kablan is allowed to do Malacha for the Yisrael and Shabbos. That's only if it's being done B'tzina in private. She'ein makir makol she'zu ha'malacha na'aseis b'shabbos she'yisraeli. That people don't realize that or aren't aware that this malacha is being done for the purpose, for the sake of a Jew. You have a Nachri doing work in his shop in the back of his store, in his home, and no one knows who he's doing the work for. That's mutter. Aval im ha'isa yidua mifrasemes. But if it's known, if it's public, that the Nachri is doing malacha on behalf of a Jew, Aser, Sharoes Aina Yehudi Oseg Aina Yodeya Shakatzatz. The person seeing the Nachri working on behalf of the Yisrael Shabbos won't be aware necessarily that it's a relationship of Kablanos. The Omer Shaploni Sachar Aina Yehudi Lasas Machom Shabbos. He'll think that he's a Skiryom, that he's paid to work for him on Shabbos, that he's paying him for the day. Lefikach if you're hiring the Nachman to do work on your own premises, so if it's going to be in a public area where other people are going to see the Malacha to be done on Shabbos, then that is us. So this issue of Maris Ayin we'll come back to. But for now, let's focus on the first part of the Mechaber here. Shitas of Enetam, that it's mutter for a Nachri Kablan to do Malacha on behalf of Yisrael on Shabbos, where there's no expectation that the Nachri do the work on Shabbos per se.
So Rabbi Natam is not talking about Katzatz or not Katzatz.
No, it's Katzat.
I'm saying the Machlokes over there on Chafbeis on Chafbeis.
Yeah.
On the Chafes, right? So where is that Machlokes?
We're in Chafalos. Chafalos Chafbeis, yeah.
Chafalos Chafbeis, Rabbi Natam Leri, that Machlokes is about what a Kablanos is mutter on.
Right, even the Katzatz. We're talking about Katzatz.
Certainly with Katzatz.
Right.
But Katzatz is
talking about Katzatz.
Yeah, but isn't Katzatz really a sugi in Shabbos? Isn't it the Mishnah in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos and Yom Tes, the Igeres? Isn't that the core? Shalayach Igeres, isn't that really the makor for?
Well, then, right. That's an application. That's an application.
Right.
That's a situation that relates to this issue also. That's a situation where it only be mutter because us. And he's functioning essentially as a kabbalah there. The katzatz is a right. It's an indicate. It's not definitional for Kablanos, but it's an indication that if it
allows us to say it back to the nafshe.
Right.
Okay.
But if it wasn't, can you have a kablan where it isn't katzatz? You could have a kablan where it's not katzatz in the sense that you're still you could, in theory, have a agreement where the actual amount that you're paying him is yet to be determined because the amount of time it'll take to do the work is yet to be determined, but you're paying him for the job, whatever that's going to be. So, I guess, right, it's not definitional. You could have kablanos where it wasn't katzatz, but the standard kablanos is the katzatz. That's the standard setup of a kablanos relationship.
Okay, so again, the machloek is over there, and
the machloek ben Tamimi is by Kablanus.
Stan, so what,
Katsas is
not part of the issue over there.
Katsas is not part of the issue. Katsas is the norm of how you enter into a Kablanus relationship, even though...
I thought the Machloekes was whether or not it has to be, can be done with base or not, but this okay, at times said, no, you can do it, you can do it with base Yehudi. And before some of Betzina was the Machloekes there in the Tosos.
Part of the Machloekes about Adait is in Apshek Avid, and right, the application is Kaplanos the Bias, but that's the principle behind that is that application of Adait is in Apshek Avid. Okay, another application of this you have in Simon Reish Nun Beis Sif Beis. Ration day phase. Mutter litein begadav lekoves ein Yehudi. You're allowed to give clothing to the laundromat, to the dry cleaners. The aras avdan, and hides to the tanner. Samach lechashecha. Even right before Shabbos. Im katsas ladamim. If you set a price ahead of time, meaning you're not paying him for the... You're not paying him a salary for the hours, you're paying him for the job. Osha osa samitova sana, or he's doing it for free. It's a favor. Vahu shalo yomer lo lasas b'shabbos. V'gam shiasa eni yudim lachem v'esa. So you're allowed to give over your clothing to the dry cleaners a minute before Shabbos. As long as there's no expectation that you do it on Shabbos, you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. And as long as there's no issue of Marasayan or Ferhesia, he's doing it in his house in the store, and there's no connection between what he's doing and the Yisrael that he's doing it for, that will be mutter. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Tesayim, Lazas B'Shabbos, Reish Nun Beis, Mishnah Berurah, Tesayim. V'chein, Amar L'Koveis, Re'eshin, Yitzarach L'Adam Matzei Shabbos. But if you tell him, you're bringing a minute for Shabbos, and I need it as soon as Shabbos is over, Kigon, Sherosa Lisa Miyad Matzei Shabbos, he's leaving the minute Shabbos is over. Gazel, sir, I feel B'Kotzas. So then it doesn't make a difference that it's Kablanos, that you arrange the price, that it's not a skriyom, became the Esher Legomer Elam Kenyasa B'Shabbos, so there's no way that he could get it done without working on Shabbos. Havalei, Kilo Amr B'Peir, Shechabbos B'Shabbos, Havalei Kishlucha. So that's definitely us. You're going to bring it 5 minutes before Shabbos, and then you need to pick it up 5 minutes after Shabbos, so the only way you could possibly have it ready for you after Shabbos is by working on Shabbos. So that's the same as telling him that you need him to do the work for you on Shabbos. That's going to be us. But if you're going to bring it 5 minutes before Shabbos, and you don't need it till Tuesday. So again, he wants to do the Shabbos, that's a daite. Dinashe, you can do it Sunday, you can do it Monday, I don't need it till Tuesday. That's the same idea that the Kavlonos is a daite dinashe ka'afi. The only problem is, if you need it right after Shabbos, then that's going to be usur, where the only way you could get it done is by working on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Simcha Bonham Cohen points out, page 63, that Kablanus doesn't require, or the notion of Katsas doesn't require, that you're paying a lump sum for the job per se. I mean, it could be, like the example he gives is a car mechanic. So a car mechanic is a Kablan, but you're not always paying a lump sum in a vacuum, you're paying for hours of labor as well. But the way it's packaged is that you're not paying him to work for you. It's not a 9-to-5 job that he's working for you a set number of hours. He's doing the job. It happens to be that the way they calculate the bill is based on the hours that it takes. But ultimately, you're paying for the job. You're not paying for the time. And that's still considered to be kablanus. And he says that Rav Scheinberg, he quotes out of the name of Rav Scheinberg as well.
You know, you might think, well, since it's being paid by the hour, and you go to
the Shabbos. That's Sfirayom. No, that's not the difference in Kabbalah and Sfirayom isn't a function of whether you're paid by the hour or paid by the job per se. It's whether you're paying him as a laborer for his labor, you're paying for the job, even if the way you cheshbon the payment for the job is based on the hours. Okay, now take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Go to Siman Resh Mem Dalet. Mishnah Berurah Resh Mem Dalet Sif Katan Kaf Dalet. Okay, take a look at the Mechaber there, Sif Hay. The Mechaber writes, Im Sachar Eina Yehudi L'Shana O L'Shtayim She'yichtav Lo So you're hiring someone for a set amount of time to do a specific job, or to be available for the job that you need done. So take a look how the Mishnah Berurah explains that in Kaf Dalet. This is still considered to be Kablanus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kaf Dalet, Kasim Agan Avram, Kavanas HaRambam, this is Lashon HaRambam, Kederach HaSarim, Sheyesh Lehem Sofer Miyuchad, Ochayim Yuchad, the royal scribe, the royal tailor. Shebachol Eis, Shetzarech Hasar, Lithov, Luchuyiv LaLithov. So the job of the royal scribe is whenever any royal official needs something written, the royal scribe will write it. Luve'eis She'ein Tzarech Lo, Yoshev Abatel. And when there's no need for the scribe services, he just sits and does nothing. He's paid to be on call to provide his services. V'lachein, Mutter Lichtov Olara B'Shabbos Shu'osa B'chol Eis Sheyirza. So he can do the job anytime that he wants. He's on retainer to do whatever needs to be done sofer's wise or tailor wise in the palace, but he's free to do that when he wants. So if you have a Jewish king with a non-Jewish royal scribe, the royal scribe can write on Shabbos. Why? Sure, Yisrael ain't omer lo lasos b'Shabbos. He's not telling him to do it on Shabbos. Your mitzvah is lo'achi. You do Sunday just as well. Veina Yisrael marviach mashos b'Shabbos. Yisrael's not benefiting from the fact that he writes it on Shabbos. Aval im zchar olarag lo tamid b'shana zu olifta lo tamid. But if the agreement is that he works 365 days a year, 7 days a week, then also Afla Rama lifts the love of Shabbos. Afshe Eved Dakte Golav Al Bittel Eiz Ayom Mikal Makom Rei Marviach Yisrael Basi Yasa. So if the agreement is that he's basically hired to work every day, he can take a couple of days off if he wants, but the expectation is that he's working every day, including Shabbos, that would be problematic. Neyataz Mashma Degam Luchi Agav No Chashiv La Rambam Kablanos. Maybe if he is allowed to take days off, so then that could still be one. Okay, now. Ogos of Ataz. The Im Schara Ligmor Sefer Obeged Toch Osos Man. Who can makbid? So if you have a specific job that needs to be done within a specific time frame, that's considered that you want it done during that time frame. The Hainu Bishayadua the Asher Ligmor in Loyase Gam Bishabis. So if you hire him to do a job, and it's a 3-day job, and he has to start on, you give it to him on Thursday morning, and you need the results by Motzei Shabbos, so there's no way that he could do it without working on Shabbos, that's going to be Aser. The Afsh im Ya'anos Asmo V'yesha B'layla Yucha Ligmor B'chol. Even though it's theoretically possible, this guy generally works 9 to 5. So you give him a job that's going to take 24 hours, so that would normally take 3 days. You give it to him Thursday morning, so normally he'd work 9 to 5 Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, in order to have a ready Motzei Shabbos. But in theory, he could work 2 12-hour shifts instead of 3 8-hour shifts, and not work on Shabbos. So the fact that you're tasking him with this job that needs to be done with Motzei Shabbos doesn't necessitate him working on Shabbos. The norm would be to work on Shabbos, but in theory he has the option of working longer hours or working at night rather than on Shabbos. Afal pikein, hareza kibitzav lo lasos b'Shabbos. Where is that from? That's the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim here, Mishpat Zav Sukkatan Hay. Prima Gadim, Mishpat Zav, Reish Madal Sukkatan Hay. That if you're hiring enough people to do a specific job that needs to be completed in such a time frame that under normal circumstances he'd have to work on Shabbos, even if it's theoretically possible that he could work longer hours and avoid working on Shabbos, that's still going to be also because for all intents and purposes that's considered that you're requesting of him to do Mulacha for you on Shabbos.
For this person. But for the other person who's more talented and the more efficient in their work, so then they could get it done without having to pull down the ships. I'm saying there's a relativeness to the worker. For this worker, he needs to pull a double shift to pull it off.
Okay.
For another worker, I mean, it's going to be totally on the competency of the...
Maybe, or it could be a certain industry standard. Right,
you know.
Meaning if you're talking about a dry cleaners, so in the previous case, so we were talking about you can't give it to the dry cleaners 5 minutes before Shabbos in order to pick it up 5 minutes after Shabbos, right? But you have to figure out how long does it take to actually dry clean the suit, and then if it takes an hour to dry clean the suit, you give it to them an hour and a quarter before Shabbos and pick it up a minute after Shabbos, even though in all likelihood they're going to do it on Shabbos, but as far as you're concerned, they're able to do it then. Now, if in dry cleaning, there's no such thing, I don't know what the facts are, but it could be that there's a across-the-board standard that it takes an hour to dry clean the suit, or whatever, or 5 minutes, or whatever it is.
So, in other words, there's machines involved, right. And there's an industry standard.
Right.
But if it's Michelangelo, so Michelangelo will do it faster than some other person. So then to force...
Or slower.
Yeah, or slower. Yeah. Well, they'll do it faster, but they won't do it a good job.
Right. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here from the Prima Gadim, that even if it's theoretically possible that the person could work overtime, if that's not the norm, again, the Lashon is, ask him, this is the task, the Prima Gadim's Lashon that he's quoting, the Ashim Ya'anos Asmo V'yesha Balayla, if he's going to force himself to work at night, he can still finish it, still going to be Aser. So Rabbi Cohen points out over here that could be the Prima Gadim is limited to a different time and place. In a society where it was unusual to work at night because there was poor lighting and the conditions for working at night were not terribly conducive, so then to work at night would be considered in the Anas Atmo the Yeshiva Balayla. But perhaps if we don't have such impediments nowadays and things could be done just as easily at night as in the daytime, so maybe there are the standard shifts. Maybe it's not as unreasonable to expect someone to work overtime or work late hours. So one could at least argue that under certain circumstances, maybe there's a little bit more latitude for a job that needs to be done by the end of Shabbos and could be done by working overtime before Shabbos. So he thinks that B'makom Tzara Gadol, there may be what to talk about to be a little bit more lenient with these things. The related question discussed by Poskim is, let's say you need your suit by Monday morning. But you want to drop off the suit on Friday, 5 minutes before Shabbos, you need it Monday morning. So as far as you're concerned, they can dry clean the suit on Sunday, as long as you think it's after clothes on Sunday. So does that change the equation? No. Lemaisa, they're going to have to do the work on Shabbos because they're closed on Sunday. But as far as you're concerned, they could just as well be open on Sunday. And the fact that they close on Sunday is their problem. So is that still a kind of a daitit dinafshe ka'avid, that's their choice not to open on Sunday. But if they want to open on Sunday, by all means. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I'm giving it to them 5 minutes before Shabbos isn't a chayv them to do it on Shabbos. That's their decision.
You don't know that they do not work on Sunday. I mean, in our mechuyev to mevayer, just because the front door is not open on Sunday.
Okay, so if you're talking about industry standard is that the dry cleaners that are closed on Sunday are working in the back on Sunday.
That is the industry standard?
I believe so. I don't think...
They do what's good for them.
Okay. Right, what's good for them is to have Sunday off. During busy season they'll be open on Sunday. But
it's a short Shabbos and they work after, they could do it after 5 o'clock, I'm sure.
So that's the question. You know, to the extent the Prima Gadim, the Mishmur quotes here, says that if in order to do it you have to be ma'anes atzmo lava belayla, that's insufficient to justify tasking them with the malacha that needs to be done within the Shabbos. How does that translate into the Sunday situation? So Ramosha, in the middle of a tshuva, has a few lines about this. Chela Dalid Simin Nun Dalid. Chela Dalid Simin Nun Dalid. So Ramosha writes that, no, that's a daita d'nafshei. They want to close on Sunday, that's their problem. But as far as Israel is concerned, they could open up on Sunday just as well. There's a shuva in the Imre Yosher, Remeir Arik, Chelik Aleph Siman Mem Beis, which in Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kohn's book, it looked like he was quoting this L'chumra, but the way I read it, it sounds more L'kula, that you know, this kind of a situation where we're talking about a tailor, the same thing as dry cleaners, the non-Jewish tailor is closed on Sunday. So it sounds like he's saying that even if you know that the Nachri is going to do the work on Shabbos, he says, Einus Arif Limchos Biyado. So you have to be mocha against the Jew who's dropping off the suit right before Shabbos. The after Akum Nisharim Shalom Lassus Belacha Biyam Aleph. So it's not just that the stores are closed because they want a day off, they're closed because they're from Christians and they don't work on Sunday. So even though officially they're closed on Shabbos because they're going to church, so that's like you're telling them you have to do it on Shabbos because you know that they're closed on Sunday for religious reasons. So even if they have blue laws and you're not allowed to open the store on Sunday, but no one's going to notice if the Nachri doesn't work in his house, so maybe that's not considered Kovei Malachta B'Shabbos because he could do it. And he writes that Akum Didan Einan Nisharim Kolkach Me'asos Malacha B'Yom Chageyam, that our Anachrim are not as from as their predecessors. Minigam the same be a day, as the Gemara says in a related context, but they're not inherently from, so our Nachrim will do Malacha on Sunday anyway. So as a L'chachila matter, it sounds like he's saying better not to give the suit to the tailor right before Shabbos when you need it Monday morning, but Ein Limchos, because there's what to argue, since in theory they could work on Sunday, even if they're not going to, that's not considered that you're Mifaresh, that they have to do the Malacha for you on Shabbos. And Rav Simcha Bunim Kohen quotes from Rav Eliashiv that he's machmir on this, not to give the suit to the cleaner finally for Shabbos when you need it on Monday morning when they're closed on Sunday, even though in Eretz Yisrael I said, well, the dry cleaners are open on Sunday. But I'm sorry.
I guess the stock was for America or something.
I guess so. But so it sounds like the more common practice is to try to be machmir on this, and again, you have to figure out how long does it take to actually dry clean the suit. But if you bring it an hour before Shabbos, or whatever the amount of time is, and you bring it a little bit more than that time, so in theory it could be done before Shabbos.
They open their doors at 7 o'clock on Monday morning, or 8 o'clock on Monday morning, doesn't mean they're not, they couldn't be open a little bit more earlier? I mean, they could get it done early Monday morning?
Okay, also arguable, maybe. Or if they open at 7 and you're there at 8, then if you don't need it till 8, also. Okay, so the corollary that we began with to where Kablanos is mutter, where enough is allowed to do Malach on behalf of Yisrael, but he doesn't become Kablanos, is that there can't be a Maris Ayin problem. What is the nature of the Maris Ayin problem? So we began in Reish Mem Vav, sorry, Reish Mem Dalet. So Lashon V'chaber in Reish Mem Dalet was Aval Im Haisa Yadua Mefersemes Aser Sharo as any Yehudi Osek Eino Yadua. What's the concern? That people are going to think that it's not Kablanos, but it's Schiras, and Schiras is Aser. If you have a Skir Yom, he can't do Malacha for you on Shabbos. Now take a look at the Mishnah Brura in Reish Nun Beis, Sivkata Yud Zayin. And so this is on the din of bringing the clothing to the dry cleaners. The Mechaber wrote, says the Mishnah Berurah Yudzayin Beis. So it's a lomar, Shelo Beis Yisrael. He can't be doing the work in your house. Da'az mechsi ke'ilu hu oseh b'shlichus Yisrael. That if the Nachri is doing work in the Jew's house, it looks like he's acting as the shaliach of the Jew. V'kaz v'chai adam to be based Yisrael aser afila mudavar sheminag kol b'nei ha'ir litno v'kablanus v'lo aser l'mishnei v'sriya. So if the concern is only what the Mechaber wrote that we saw a minute ago, that people are going to confuse and think erroneously that you hired the Nafi as a Skiryom, well, what if you live in a community where that's not the norm, where anyone doing this kind of malacha is doing it b'kablanos, not b'schiras? There's no mechanic that works b'schiras. There's no mechanic that's hired to work for someone 5 days a week. They're hired by the job. So no one would ever be choshesh that you hire the mechanic as a skir yom. Nevertheless, Gamken also says a chayadam, mitam zeh diyomu shetzivo lasas b'shabbos. There's another Maris Ayin consideration. Not only maybe we'll think that it's a Skir Yom, but maybe we'll think that he told the Nachri to do Malach on Shabbos. And that's Aser even B'Kablan. Even B'Kablanus, you can't tell the Kablan directly to do Malach for you on Shabbos.
So the Chai Adam is making up a new Maris Ayin.
The Chai Adam is
We make up our own Maris Ayin.
I don't think he's making up. He's explaining what the Maris Ayin is.
first, the explanation, sad explanation is it looks like he's your shluchim, you see.
When we stand, that's the chayal who's adding. There's a way he's quoted Shulchan Aruch, just the concern that may confuse with his kiryon. The chayal in Mishnah Berurah quotes adds, there's also Maris Ayin, that they might think that you asked him to do Lachan Shabbos.
Well, because you didn't do it with Kabbalahs.
That's the first concern. That's the concern that's beferish in Shulchan Aruch. Now take a look at Reishon and Beis Gimel now. V'im Haisa Malachim Mefer Sames. V'yadua Shehisha Yisrael. V'osa Asa B'makam Mefursam. Tov L'hachmir V'lasor.
So,
what?
Shulchan
Aruch Siv Gimel. So if it's something which is mefursam, v'yadua, that it's shel Yisrael, and you're doing it in a makom mefursam, even if it's not based Yisrael, and you didn't tell him, tov l'hachmir v'lasor. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kafdalit, v'im haisa, the oros la'avdan v'kelem l'koveis, Now, if you walk into the dry cleaners, you don't know whose clothing is whose, unless it's like a frock or something. So even if the dry cleaner sets up his shop in front of the shul, but ein limchos, where it's bekavonis, aval, im haisa malacha yadua shehusha Yisrael. And according to the Chayadam, we presumably should be concerned that maybe he's mitzaver. People would think that he's mitzaver the nachi to do malach on Shabbos. Now, if it should follow from this, let's say you have you bring your car to the mechanic on Thursday, you leave it there over Shabbos, and your car has the bumper sticker for every single moset in town, every yeshiva, every Beis Yaakov, every camp. So it's a very mefursam, it's a yeshivish looking car, very mefursam that it belongs to a Jew. So would you say that you can't leave, and the mechanic's and the mechanic's property is right across the street from the shul? So would you say that you can't leave your car to the mechanic, where it's going to be there over Shabbos, even though it's bekablanos, and you're not telling him to do the malach on Shabbos? But that's before Shabbos. Everyone can tell. Everyone who walks by and sees the mechanic working on this car on Shabbos can tell it's a Jewish car. Rabbi Zilberstein has two stud and lahakel.
Just park there. Is the question, or they're opening the hood on Shabbos?
Opening the hood. But again, the concern would be that you can't leave it there where there's a possibility that they may do work in it on Shabbos. So Rabbi Zilberstein, page Reish Kavtes, makes two observations lakula here. The number one is from the Ber Halacha, Reishon and Beis here on Sif Gimel, Ber Halacha Dibur Maskel Tov. Tov Lahachmir Belasor, Perish, Shem Osa B'Shabbos, Tzarech Limchos B'Yado, Filakosas. That if the Nachi is going to be doing the Lachan Shabbos, you have to be Mocha. Aval Chachila Rasha Litein, but you're still allowed to give the item to the mechanic, or bring your car to the mechanic, even though there's a possibility that he may work on it on Shabbos, so long as you're not telling him to, as long as there's the possibility you could do it before or after Shabbos, and you don't have to be choshesh, and if you see him working on Shabbos, then you'd have to be mocha. But you're allowed to give it to him, even though there's a possibility then he may end up doing the work on Shabbos.
In contrast to Beis HaShel Yisrael, you couldn't give it to him initially.
Correct. That's Magen Avraham. So basically, that's Lashon Magen Avraham, Sifkat Idyot. Yim Kain says the Magen Avraham, in the Hemshah, Hani Chalukim Sheyiduim Sheyim Sheyim Yisrael. So you have a frock. Nachim aren't wearing frocks. Ya'akum mechapsen agadei anar, and the dry cleaners, the laundry people, are washing them in the river, in the Jewish community. Sarif limchus b'yado kishori b'shabbos. So if you see the washers washing the frocks in the river on Shabbos, you have to be mocha. That's where we see the first aura. So even if the car is a clearly yeshivish car and the mechanic is right across the street from the shul and everyone walking by on Shabbos could see it, it would still be mutter to bring the car to the mechanic before Shabbos. However, if you actually, the Baal HaKar, sees the mechanic doing the work on Shabbos, you would have to tell him to stop. And then the second, his second side with Kula is from the next Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Kafe. V'yadua shehu yisha Yisrael. Right, if you know that this frock belongs to the Jew, the car belongs to the Jew, and the Nachis do malachim malachim forsa and tov lahachmir, says the Mishnah Berurah, lefizat, the question about Gavra we just read with the clothing of the river, aval, b'tosef ha-shabbos kasav, he argues on Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, if you see it's a frock, clearly belongs to a Jew. Mishnah Berurah calls others that, well, we don't know whose frock it is. So even if it's a Jewish garment and we don't know whose it is, then what's the Maris Ayin? Maris Ayin that you gave it to the dry cleaners, but who are you? The Maris Ayin has to be connected to a person. Magen Avraham seems to assume that's not the case. The Chai Adam Hikol B'Zeod V'Tamachem. The Kevin Sheyadua Shemina Kol B'nei Ha'ir Litin Kelim LaKovitz V'Kablada. Since everyone knows that the mechanics operate with Kabladas, Alkein Afilu Me'ena Yehudi Mechavsam B'Makam Beforsam. So even if the mechanic is working out in the open, Mutter De'Ein B'Zeh Hashada V'Shem Skir Yom. So there's no chashad that people might think it's a skir yom. What about the chashad that he told him to do the malacha on Shabbos, which was Chai Adam's own concern? That I didn't see this Chai Adam inside, so I don't know if he addresses that. We should take a look.
It's hard to say that if it's on the goy's property, so then you have to either maybe you wouldn't be the question that you could bring it to the goy on Shabbos and then tell him to do it on Shabbos. Maybe it's, if it's in your house.
Well, no, you bought it before Shabbos, you'll do it on Shabbos. That's a good shot. So I don't know. I have to see the chayyid of inside. I'm not missing a little piece there. Okay, take a look back now, Reish Mem Dalid, Mishnah Berurah Kaf Beis. So the Rama writes over there, Im Hisna Yisrael, in Sif Gimel, Im Hisna Yisrael, Meina Yehudi, Shela Lassas, and Lavam Shabbos. So the Jew told the Nachi, don't do anything on Shabbos. But the Nachi did it anyway because he wanted to get the job done. Okay, you're not at fault. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kaf Beis Balkarcha. It's a Lamar. Sha'avra al Tino Shisni Mami Kodem. So you told him, do not do any work for me on Shabbos. They didn't listen. Okay, Elo Lachlish is dead. The Heimish Ain Sarah Hafil Limchoslo owed Beish Osim Lach. You don't even have to be Mocha. I'm a good friend. In fact, we've opened this the game should be Mechuber. Have you also done for Hesia? We're talking about building here, building a house. Ika Chashad, the Rove, Shalom Yedu, Shisna, Mechim Eli Rabbi, the Skash of the Kuridin, Shalom Mordechai. Okay, Ain Lachlo is that. Elo, you're a Limchoslo. Ulamana mi Palaso. So you hired a worker to work to build your house. Tell him, don't do a job, but he does it anyway. So Magna says, you do have to protest. Because of all your rabbi, because Makam, Nirash, Ain Sarach, Lita, and Lamos, Kadesh, and Yifsiku. But let's say he says, I'm only going to stop if you pay me. Because, you know, I want to get this job done as quickly as possible. So if I can't work today, you have to pay me my Skar Batola, because then I'm going to be delayed in my next job. So in that case, Ein tzarach lita lamboz kedei sheyifsiku kevin shebekach hisna mitila v'nirsu lekach. You already, when you entered into this contract with the Nachri, you stipulated the can't work on Shabbos. So now he's holding you hostage by insisting you pay more than you don't have to do. Machi v'shono tim lo hisna mitila ein dairo chasa buvar el tzarach lefazir v'oso kedei sheyifsiku. But if you didn't make that tanai, then it's your fault for making that tanai. And then you would even have to pay him to stop. The near and shetaiva, the pasha, double lastas mitzila, v'tzarach ir ledina. It's your fault. One second. It says the Be'er Lacha here, ve'eni Yehudi. So he goes to Rishonim in both directions on this question, and he leaves that as a Tzarafi and Ladina. Yeah?
I'm confused about the concept of course, that we said in Reish Nardala at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It was Bavet Amar Rimurim, Betzina.
Right.
Aval, in Paisa Yudur, before service, Aser. Mm-hmm. And now we saw over here that it's Tov. Tov Lachmir. And in Reish Nardala it said it's Aser.
No, I think the total hakmer of a lesser is post facto, meaning anytime it's going to be done before Hesi, you can't allow him to do it lechachila.
You can't arrange set it
right
up that way.
But here, the total hakmer is on benefiting from it or reacting to it, either being mocha or being mocha or doing something post facto to address it. Okay, looks like we're out of time. We're going to have one more shir. I was hoping to maybe finish today, but not happening. So, are there at least two people who... You want to do tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can. Are there at least two people who are going to be here on Monday?
I'll be here on Monday.
I'll be here Monday.
Yeah? And I just do it Monday and look at the tape. Sorry. Or not. You prefer tomorrow?
I do, yeah. You want to Star Mechira?
Star Mechira.
Star Mechira.
Nail and a Star Mechira.
Star Mechira, yeah.
Tomorrow work for people?
3 o'clock?
Yeah, beginning of Seder.
You can do it anytime.
I theoretically could do it if
okay, I'm not sure. I'll have to let you know. Either tomorrow or Monday. And then I think the latest plan is that we would have the Bechina. If we have another Shear, so maybe we'll push the Bechina. I think what I would do is have the Bechina available the Thursday after Pesach, but you could take it either anytime over that weekend or Sunday also, and then we would start the next round of Shiurim the second Monday after Pesach.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Perfect. Great. So I'll let you know later, Blina, about tomorrow.